Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I haven't asked Rob about this all day because I know Rob's going to start hating. I know Rob very well. I know when Rob is going to like a move. I know when Rob is going to dislike a move. I want to be very clear in my position on Juju Smith-Schuster. I don't want there to be any confusion. I don't love the move. I also don't dislike the move. I know what Juju did a couple of years ago. Rob, you remember I was leading the charge for Juju Smith-Schuster. It wasn't that long ago, text line, back when we had a different number. The popular consensus was not to go get Juju Smith-Schuster. He was little TikTok boy during the time. He was a distraction. Fast forward, he helps win a ring. And, you know, everybody loves Juju Smith-Schuster. I do too. Now, I think there is a chance. I actually think it's a more than likely chance that Juju Smith-Schuster is cooked. I think his knees could be really bad. But what I think makes this deal different and why I'm just in the middle on this deal is the Patriots are paying him. He's getting paid $7 million from the New England Patriots to play for the Kansas City Chiefs. If it doesn't work, okay. He's making the veteran minimum for Kansas City. You cut him. You cut him. Or if he gets hurt at some point, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's perfectly fine. Let's say if week 4, week 5, this Juju thing doesn't work and he's hurt. What did it cost the Chiefs to go out there and make this move? It cost them nothing. You did not trade for this player. You didn't do anything. You just simply signed a veteran wide receiver to a veteran minimum contract. So have at it. He knows the system. He knows the scheme. He's well-liked in that locker room by the people that really matter. If Patrick Mahomes is cool with it and Andy Reid is cool with it and Brett Veach is cool with it, in what world can I also not be cool with it? Now, I want to go into this with realistic expectations, and I think that you guys should as well. If you're expecting Juju to bounce back and be what he was a couple of years ago, I don't think that's his role in this offense. They got more dogs than they had the last time. What Juju Smith-Schuster brought to the Chiefs a couple of years ago, that's another player's role now. That's who Rashee Rice is. All the routes, the over-the-middle stuff, providing that toughness, that's what Rashee Rice is. He's also not the big play down the field threat. That's what you got Hollywood Brown for. That's what you got Xavier Worthy for. But if you're telling me that you're bringing Juju in as wide receiver 4, wide receiver 5, veteran guy who knows his role, can play his position, help block on the outside, help provide some toughness, some veteran leadership, and he is expected to simply be an upgrade over 2 players who I'm not sure are NFL players with Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. Good. Great. If I had to give this move a rating out of 10, just on a Juju scale, this is a 6.5 for me. This doesn't really move the needle in a way that it doesn't make me overly excited. I also don't find any reason to be very critical of this move. It's fine. That's what it is. It's fine. I think it says a lot about how they feel about the back half of that roster because they got a lot of wide receiver 4 and wide receiver 5 types. And he's also not the speedster that you think is going to help you in special teams. He's not up for kick return. Juju Smith-Schuster took somebody's job on this team, and we are going to find out over the course of the next 3 or 4 days who that person is. Now, we can get into that and who the possibilities of it are, but Rob, I have not asked you about this Juju move. I think the Juju move is fine. I don't want to come on here and tell you that I think the Chiefs found some diamond in the rough. I don't think that. I think this is a low-risk, possibly medium-reward kind of move. I think it's a medium reward. I don't think it's a low risk, high reward kind of move. I don't know what the high reward is for Juju Smith-Schuster. I really think that I understand it was just that long ago. Man, football is different. I think his knees could be, I think they could be done. And I think you could be seeing just in a short period of time, a shell of the receiver that you once had. But again, on a veteran deal that doesn't cost the Chiefs seemingly anything to acquire him, and if you're asking me that one of your options is Juju Smith-Schuster and Kadarius Toney, I'd rather have that kid from the TV show All-American, Spencer James, than have Kadarius Toney on the team. So if that's what the trade is right now, you got Juju on one side and Kadarius Toney on the other side, please get Kadarius Toney out of here.
I think it is impossible to dislike this move. I know that you expect me to come on and be anti the move and all this
you
and that.
You normally be hating, bro.
I do tend to be lean. I tend to skew on the hater side. If that's a spectrum, I skew hater. But it's impossible to hate this. The Chiefs are basically not paying him. The Patriots are paying him to not play. He's wide receiver 4. And if everything goes great, he's wide receiver 3. Like, if he's got juice left and he's still something, he's a productive third wide receiver. If he's cooked the way a lot of people think he's cooked, then he's just another guy. Like, this is basically just a free Richie James. And if Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes get the most out of him, you get what? 300 to 500 yards? Party on. If he stinks and he's a 100 to 300 yard guy, what did you expect from wide receiver 4/5? No one gets 500, 600 yards out of wide receiver 4 or 5. So you basically got a free chance at a nice Justin Watson. That's the upside level pickup. And the worst case is it's Richie James, who last year had 170 yards, but it's a name everyone likes, and it more than likely means the riffraff is getting pushed off the roster, because today's move probably means Kadarius Toney is on the unemployment line at this time tomorrow. It also probably means that for Justin Ross, too, which is an unfortunate side effect.
I think Justin Ross goes to the practice squad.
I agree, too.
Because Justin Ross is not getting picked up, and he's not going to be on somebody's 53-man roster. I think you're going to release Justin Ross. He's going to clear waivers, and he'll be back on the team.
I agree. So you cleared out the riffraff. You got a name you like. If he's good, he's good. If he's bad, whatever, you're not paying him. And expectations are reasonable. Me and you are on the same page. I'd love to hate the move. If they had traded an actual draft pick, oh boy, would I have hated this. But they basically got a free player they like. How can you be anything other than happy?
Fantasy freaks and geeks. What's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it. Okay, there's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.